if you were unable to attend this year's Making the Case conference, we have good news for you. We've produced a recording of each of the speakers' presentations, all of the worship services, and the hymn sing. You can watch an on-demand video stream, a DVD, or flash drive for a tax-deductible contribution of $300 by Labor Day. Learn more at IssuesETC.org or make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week. Live this Friday, July the 30th, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We listen all week to our excellent guests, and occasionally we will hear them say something that we will call soundbite worthy. We'll flag the tape, and we'll go back, and on Friday, we'll play those soundbites for you and let you, our listeners, decide which should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, and vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Now, however you vote, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for that particular soundbite. 1-877-623-MYIE. And the listeners with the best votes get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week from Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, on woke professional sports.
This is an extremely important point. Will my NFL ever come back? Part of me laments the loss of that. I'm a fan of sports across the spectrum, and I've had many, many years worth of enjoyment out of that. But honestly, do we care? If our NFL never comes back, do we care? Forgive me, John Elway. Should we be alarmed? No, absolutely not. The victory belongs to the Lord. Should we be concerned? Oh, yes, absolutely. It can turn worse. It can turn horribly worse. But we must remain steady in the Word and in the strength that God provides us day by day. That is where the future for us lies. Whatever comes, the loss of the NFL is, or all of the sports, whatever, all of the things that represents, those are small potatoes compared to what we could be losing in terms of our freedom. So we must stand strong in the Word and in the strength that God provides us.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Russell Dawn on woke professional sports. Vote for that one on this Friday, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George. Why was Roe bad law from the beginning?
Precisely because there was no warrant in the Constitution, in its text, in its logic, in its structure, in its original understanding, for the proposition that the 14th Amendment includes, among other things, evidently written in invisible ink, a right of women to order the destruction of the child in the womb explicitly in the first 6 months, the first two trimesters of pregnancy and fetal development, but as practical matter, even in the remaining 3 months, the third trimester. I could go into the details of why that's the case if you like. But it's unprincipled constitutional interpretation. In other words, to be very blunt with your listeners, to practice what the ancient Greeks called parhesia, plain speech, blunt speech, the Supreme Court simply made up out of whole cloth a right to kill unborn children. There is no warrant for it in anything in the Constitution. What's more, the dissenting justices, Justices Byron White and William Rehnquist, to their eternal credit in 1973, they were the two justices in dissent with seven in the majority, explicitly pointed out that what we had in this case was nothing more than an exercise of, and I'm quoting Byron White now, raw judicial power, raw judicial power. Byron White was a Democrat. He was appointed by John F. Kennedy to the Supreme Court. He was not a Republican. He was not a conservative. He was put on the court because of his civil rights record. He had been a very outstanding athlete, actually, a college football player and then a professional football player. But he saw right from the beginning the problem with Roe, and that is that it didn't have a basis in the Constitution itself. The majority just decided that they wanted to create a right of abortion, and so they made it up.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George, why Roe was bad law from the beginning. Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Adam Kuntz. This is an interview that a lot of our listeners have told us they greatly enjoyed and benefited from. Here he is answering the question why he calls the cultural left barbarians.
They're not barbarians in the sense that they're, you know, just purely foreigners, which is the origin of the word in Greco-Roman history, that it's somebody who's far away and can't speak Greek, so he just says bar, bar, bar. That's where the word comes from, is the Greeks trying to express their disdain. Barbarians are our own people who are trying to destroy the lives of young children who they want to turn into the opposite sex, if such a thing were possible. They are people that destroy statues. And the reason that I call them barbarians is because they do not have the capacity to build. They're building nothing. The country is infrastructurally and certainly morally in massive and rapid decline. Everyone knows that, not just when you drive over a pothole or encounter some fresh insanity in your newsfeed. Barbarians are categorically people who cannot build. And the analogy is that when the Roman Empire is conquered by people who are, in that case, largely foreigners to the empire to one degree or another, they are not able to even maintain, let alone extend, a lot of the things that Romans had built. Some of this is engineering, some of this are the arts and the sciences, but they simply cannot build. They know only how to tear down. And that's where our barbarians are, too. They occupy most of our institutions, everything from Harvard University, which was founded to train Congregationalist preachers, to the Library of Congress, to anything. They live in the institutions. They draw the paychecks from those institutions. But they do not build or extend anything beautiful or worthwhile. They tear down and hold seminars on systematic racism.
That's Dr. Adam Kuntz, why he calls the cultural left barbarians, soundbite number three. You can vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote via Twitter at issuesetc or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, then we'll take a break. The break is a good time to call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Larry Peters, a paper church versus the real church.
I really don't know whether membership, the way we've come to talk about it, is a useful thing at all. We talk about membership as people who go to a class and then they get their name on a roll and they become members of a congregation. And I think this has really become our Achilles heel, is the fact that in our rush to bring people in, we did not do them the good service of fully catechizing them into the faith. What I mean is the real membership of a congregation are those people who are there on Sunday morning. The real lifelong catechesis of the faith happens while God's people are gathered around word and sacrament. So if we had people whose names were on our membership rosters and we were reporting these people as members of our congregations, but they weren't showing up on Sunday morning, we were really creating a paper church versus an actual one on Sunday morning. Now, the other part of all of this is that regular attendee is no longer three or four times a month, but a regular attendee has come down in many of our congregations, if not most of them, to simply once a month. So the more we talk about membership in some other way than a people gathered around the font and the table and the pulpit. These are people who may have been members of our congregation in name, but I'm not sure that they were members of the congregation in the sense that they were there regularly around the word and table of the Lord.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Larry Peters, a paper church versus the real church. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's time to vote. We'll take a break, and you can call during this break, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Russell Dawn on woke professional sports? Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George, why Roe was bad law from the beginning? Soundbite number three, why Dr. Adam Kuntz calls the cultural left barbarians? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Larry Peters, a paper church versus the real church? Your vote decides. Next.
For nearly 140 years, the Lutheran Witness has taught the faith, defended it against error, and shown forth the great treasures of the Lutheran Church and biblical doctrine. We're continuing this legacy by publishing issues and articles that help you see the world from a Lutheran perspective and that teach biblical doctrine and show forth the treasures of God's Word. Visit our website to learn more and how to subscribe, witness.lcms.org. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played our four soundbites for you. Dr. Russell Dawn on woke professional sports. Dr. Robert George, why Roe was bad law from the beginning. Dr. Adam Kuntz, why he calls the cultural left barbarians. And Pastor Larry Peters, paper church versus the real church. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tim in Dayton, Ohio says, thanks for the great soundbites. My vote is for Pastor Larry Peters' soundbite, where he describes the difference between membership versus catechesis. Pastor Peters' comments shed a spotlight on the issue of infrequent attenders, but they also provide a Lutheran response to a modern movement in some evangelical churches to redesignate membership as partnership. While well-intentioned to engage a culture that can shun such traditional terms as membership, this shift loses the biblical description that we are all members of one another. Pastor Peter contrasts this when he says catechesis happens while God's people are gathered around word and sacrament. Thank you for this soundbite that gives an excellent reminder of how the church gathered fulfills the vision cast by Ephesians chapter 4. Mary in Iowa says, every one of these sound bites is very pertinent to the issues of this time we live here on Earth. Every speaker addressed the issue discussed with courage and boldness. I could say a four-way tie, but instead I will vote for Pastor Larry Peters' truth statement on the paper church. In this time of increasing hostility toward Christianity, we need real churches of the faithful who make it a priority to gather Sundays around the Word and Sacrament. Our pastor and elders have been working on this issue recently, sending letters to paper members who live out of the area, providing names of LCMS churches in their area. The default letter was, if no response, then drop from membership. Most letters received no response. Next comes the letter to the paper members in our area. Mary, thanks for listening in Iowa. Michael listens in Natoba, Kansas. He says, Dr. Adam Kuntz is an endless font of knowledge. I hope you continue to have him on the program. We will. I vote for this comment as he perfectly summarizes the enemy of the church and Western world today. There is no grand design to rebuild a new world order. They only want destruction and chaos. When all is said and done, it will leave us far poorer than any war or dictatorship ever did. Michael, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas. Sue says, wow, each of these nails a current problem. Each is very pertinent. However, Pastor Larry Peters takes aim at us, the church. The world and the country will always be flawed, but I sometimes feel that we fail to see our own inner flaws in our very own churches and congregations. The paper church has been a personal pet peeve of mine for years. It's as if somehow keeping people's names on membership rolls keeps peace in the fold for fear that someone's family is dropped from membership. I can speak personally, knowing some of my children are in that class. These paper members should be moved from the membership to the prayer list. Sue, thank you for your vote. Joseph says, my vote goes to soundbite number 3. As we've especially seen over the last 18 months, we've seen nothing but destruction by Antifa and BLM. We see politicians making laws that are against Christianity, private property, work, hating one's brother, not forgiving, but encouraging perpetual, you are terrible, and much more, says Joseph. And thanks for your vote. Bill says, all the sound bites this week have their root in the reality that there are more and more people who have little or no fear of the Lord. This is expressed in the church with paper members, with progressives, aka the barbarians, perpetuating destruction, with libertinism, our idolatry of perpetual entertainment, and the lawless rulings of our Supreme Court, ignoring the law of God. My vote goes to number 3, Dr. Kuntz, and his insightful analysis concerning the reality that so-called progressives are the equivalent of 21st century barbarians who, when they encounter a civilization of high quality, are only able to tear it down because they are incompetent to build and even to maintain. The devil is the author of worldly wisdom that ultimately is self-destructive because it rejects the Creator. Barbarians masquerading as progressives are murderers of truth, beauty, and good speaking from their own twisted inward resources can only destroy, as Christ said in John chapter 8, you are of the father, your devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of liars. I think this verse aptly sums up the state of mind of progressives. They have nothing to conserve and therefore are left with Proverbs 1:29-31. Proverbs 1:29, because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Proverbs 1:30, they would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. And Proverbs 1:31, therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and will be filled to the full with their own fancies. Bill, thanks for your vote. And Mark votes from New Mexico. He says, it was difficult to decide on my vote. Each soundbite is worthy, but the one that stands out for me is Dr. Russell Dawn on sports. The world of sports is more than just bread and circuses. It can serve as a canary in the coal mine of our culture and those bigger potatoes that are under attack. I especially like the contrast between alarm and concern, because we are not to worry, but are to walk circumspectly, Ephesians 5:15. Melody in Virginia says, oh my goodness, all four of these knock their respective issues out of the park, but soundbite number 3 by Dr. Adam Kuntz is my choice, as he perfectly describes what is taking place before my eyes in the city of Charlottesville between removing statues and the local school board ignoring the will of the parents and taxpayers by forcing critical race theory and transgender instruction on precious children. The new barbarians steal, kill, and destroy as their father, the devil. Melody, thanks for listening in Virginia. According to your votes, the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number 3, Dr. Adam Kuntz, why he calls the cultural left barbarians.
They're not barbarians in the sense that they're, you know, just purely foreigners, which is the origin of the word in Greco-Roman history, that it's somebody who's far away and can't speak Greek, so he just says bar, bar, bar. That's where the word comes from, is the Greeks trying to express their disdain. Barbarians are our own people who are trying to destroy the lives of young children who they want to turn into the opposite sex, if such a thing were possible. They are people that destroy statues. And the reason that I call them barbarians is because they do not have the capacity to build. They're building nothing. The country is infrastructurally and certainly morally in massive and rapid decline. Everyone knows that, not just when you drive over a pothole or encounter some fresh insanity in your newsfeed. Barbarians are categorically people who cannot build. And the analogy is that when the Roman Empire is conquered by people who are, in that case, largely foreigners to the empire to one degree or another, they are not able to even maintain, let alone extend, a lot of the things that Romans had built. Some of this is engineering, some of this are the arts and the sciences, but they simply cannot build. They know only how to tear down. And that's where our barbarians are too. They occupy most of our institutions, everything from Harvard University, which was founded to train Congregationalist preachers, to the Library of Congress, to anything. They live in the institutions, they draw the paychecks from those institutions, but they do not build or extend anything beautiful or worthwhile. They tear down and hold seminars on systematic racism.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 3, Dr. Adam Kuntz, why he calls the cultural left barbarians. Thanks to everybody who voted. The LPR bundle package goes to Bill. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy serves Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this faithfully Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Charles Camosi about how secularized medicine is undermining fundamental human dignity. We'll discuss wrath in our series with Pastor Will Whedon on the seven deadly sins. And we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller lead us in a teaching on what I wish my non-Lutheran family knew about the Bible. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow, epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.